This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. And the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, and durable details, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. And save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
I was like, damn.
Yeah. God, people suck.
Yeah.
I like people. Fuck people. Some of them.
Some suck better than the others.
What is that? You see a Zippo out there anywhere, humanity? You let me know.
You lost your Zippo?
I didn't lose it. I know where it was. I know exactly.
See how your mustache is looking. Get that hat up and hug your face.
See? Oh, you can't see my logo.
See mine? Mine looking strong.
Dang.
You could probably.
Strong. Look at Alan. He looking like the diabetes man. Yeah.
Really?
With your mustache.
I look like Bert Kreischer.
No, they're like
Burt Reynolds.
What's that guy's name? Wolford Brimley.
Yeah. God damn, that's even worse.
His mustache. I'm saying mustache wise,
like you,
droopy Drew Dawson
with diabetes.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Diabetes.
I'm not saying he looks like the Kansas City head coach.
Oh, Reed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey. Yep,
it's over there.
There you go.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Somebody sent me a video that I do not understand. It's a guy on a stage with Alex Pereira, and he is, for some reason, in his underwear, and he's dancing while Alex Pereira leg kicks him 26 times in a row.
Wow.
Why would you even sign up for that?
I don't know how. Like, I want the context. Like, I watched that a couple of times, and I was, you know... Granted, I think it came from the popular clip channel out of context, so that would make sense. You wouldn't get the context to...
Yeah, just kind of, they just made sense to you. It's like, what the...
Strikes.
Welcome to Porch Talk.
Yeah.
Everybody, thank you. It's your host, Alan, Big John.
What up?
If you see a Zippo lighter with a thumbprint, call it.
I want it.
It's his.
And,
a thumbprint font?
Or yeah, like an actual thumbprint? It's got a thumbprint, yeah. I don't think you were here the night I had it out.
It's a very touching story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was here.
But, yeah. There, I want to know.
Yeah.
Danny Webb, what's up, dude?
What up, guys?
Mustache coming in nice.
Another day in paradise.
Yeah. What is it? Oh, yeah, it's November. Shit.
We're covered. We have beards, but we have the mustache.
Couldn't ballsy it out to just do the moustache.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got the flavor saver down here, too. A little soul patch.
You got to pull it in.
Yeah, he went from clean shave to... I'll do the mustache. Easy for him.
Yeah, nothing wrong
me, with that. Me, I'm saving off... I'm like sacrifice shaving off a limb.
I may shave completely.
I look like a little baby bird when I do.
I look like a fat baby, man.
I feel like I look like this.
Yeah, I feel like I don't have a chin anymore. Shaved the chin like off. When you grow your beard out for the first time, the length comes from eating your chin.
It's how I feel.
And you'll never have a chin again.
And you might even realize you got more than one down there.
Oh, I think the gravity of the hair pulls it down to where you get turkey neck.
And people look at me when I go back to work tomorrow. Who
the fuck is this guy?
It's like he's got a hell of an underbite. I didn't realize that.
Well, I didn't really notice. I do want to know a little bit more about your family history. I think there's something there now that beard ain't there. And we have Brother Cobb.
Chick fighting? No, thank you, Alan Aldridge.
There it is. Quote of the century.
I sent him the link to Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor's first boxing match. It's like, dude, best boxing match I've ever seen. His response? Chick fighting? No, thank you. What a homophobe. Sextus.
Wow.
What ended up being the best match?
Ended up being, and I watched the fight, and it was the best fight.
And the first one's better than it. The first one's like the end of Rocky 1.
Wasn't a bad...
They're just slugging it out at the end. Ding, 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 ding.
There won't be no rematch.
Just call it. not a bad card.
Plus, is that night, Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, if we could find the clip. I called that shit. What's it going to be like? I think Tyson will take him in two. I think this and this. I called it. I said, shit going to be boring. It's going to be beep. Beep. Now you hit me. Beep. 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 That's it. Yeah. That's what it was. Then people like upset. Yeah. This is boring. This is bullshit. Knock him out, Tyson. This is rigged. Bet me $20. Bet me $20. Bet me $20. No, he's going to knock him out in two rounds. Mike Tyson going to kill him. This is rigged. I never said nothing about not being rigged. I just said, Jake Paul going to win. It's going to be boring.
Nah, most people were just cussing out their damn internet providers.
You gotta watch some shits on your phone. Man, well, when you at work.
There was never
no sense in having a big screen TV these days. No.
Never any doubt. I think it might have been Monson who told me this, and I didn't think about it from this perspective, but y'all could both say the same. Hell, all of us. From the time in my life where I was old enough to kind of remember a Tyson fight, I've never seen him win.
Never seen Tyson win?
Mm-mm.
Well, saw him have a snack one time. That was kind of cool.
He didn't win, though.
He didn't win, but he had a snack.
I said, well,
iconic.
I mean, I was alive. What do you mean? Never saw him win. I was alive when he was knocking people out in like 20 seconds.
Yeah, but like in your like memory, like was
oh no,
was boxing ever anything like you would watch?
I was too little.
You had to have HBO.
Yeah.
If I was in my 20s, man.
Or pay per view.
Well, I mean, you could listen to it.
If we
would have
been old enough, we would have followed Mike Tyson, I promise you. Yeah. We got into boxing when it was Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It's because Mike Tyson's punching.
But like if you go back and look, like let's just say you were 12, 16 years old, like old enough to kind of actually be a fan of the sport and make sense of it. Like, I don't think from the late 80s up to today, like I don't think he has many wins.
No, he's got them in the 90s. He's got a lot of wins in the early 90s is when he came up.
Well, maybe it's the 2000s. Yeah, because that would be too long. I would have been 15 in the alts. So that the alts up to now.
Didn't any regular Nintendo that which had Mike Tyson's Punch Out come out like 88, 87.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a reason for that.
So
that was his prime.
It was like mid to late 90s is when he started falling off. It's when Don King came in his life. If you go on YouTube and look up Bored Films, this dude right here, Joseph Vincent, makes the best sports documentaries. They're like damn movies. They have movie clips. They got movie sound bites and everything. I can make a Mike Tyson movie just from watching his documentary. It has like his whole life. You know, the dude, Cuss, the old white guy that pretty much found Tyson. He said Tyson was summoned in him.
Summoned.
Mike Tyson was brought to him by the boxing gods. He's like Mick from Rocky. He got Mike Tyson trained up to be a killer. And he said the key thing was to keep him have a fight at least every month to keep him out of trouble. And that Mike Tyson, nobody messing with. Then old Cuss dies. But he still got some of Cuss's boys in his crew there to kind of keep him hold of him, but starting to fade out a little bit. And his technique and whatnot starting to fade a little bit, but still sleeping people. And then that last dude from Cuss's crew dies, and Don King comes into the picture, the human troll doll with the hair, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hit me a Sue, Rocky Five. Hit me a Sue.
Wonder what color his jewel is. His belly button?
black.
Oh, well, that's racist.
Is it? I was talking about his heart. He's because he's soulless. He used Mike Tyson.
That makes sense.
Everybody around him, once Mike Tyson was vulnerable, there was no Cuss, none of Cuss's crew. Yeah. Everybody started using Mike Tyson for his money. Like that actress that pretty much married him. Then got all his mansion and stuff after the divorce. Then Miss Universe accused him of the R word. You can't say on here for some reason.
Sexual assault.
Wow.
Allegedly, I don't think. I think he was like, oh, there's my meal ticket. Let me accuse
him
of this.
Some would say grape.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say grape?
Cannot do that here. No, no, no.
The great, great.
No.
Ooh, what, smelly.
Did we get flagged or something?
Might get muted there.
Whoops.
Anger the censors.
But Don King used him up. Then he went over there. Who did he fight? He finally got beat by in like Japan.
Don King, a stinker.
Don King, yeah. He went over to Japan and fought somebody. Buster Douglas? Was that it?
That's correct, yeah. That sounds right.
Buster Douglas beat him. Look, this is how sloppy they were when he got Don King's crew in his corner. You know the little sponge, they call it a swole keel or something like that. They smooth out your swoleness when you get hit. They forgot it. They filled up latex gloves with ice cold water and used those. That's how sloppy they done got. No. From Cuss's crew to this dude, Don King. Hit me a Sue. Hey, where's the swole kill? I don't know. Get some gloves. Fill them up with ice cold water.
Yeesh.
Danny bites Evander Holyfield's ear. Which Evander Holyfield was headbutting. Just like old chick and Katie Taylor in the Serrano fight.
Mm-hmm. Full circle.
That's how it goes.
Do y'all think that Tyson Fury's son will ever have his day?
Tyson Fury's son? He's got a son?
That boxes.
Yeah. Oh, boxes? Is already old enough?
Yeah.
Is he like 10?
No. Not older than that. No, he's like...
I don't know, man. He's got that... He's got 20s. That Tommy Fury, his little brother, that did beat Jake Paul.
Tommy Fury, yeah, that's who I'm talking
about. But it's his
little brother. Little brother. I'm sorry, not son, little brother. You're right. Correct.
No, I figured if, like, now would be the time, the age where he needs to be, like, young Tyson, like, killing people. Yeah. I guess he don't have it when he's having to fight Jake Paul and you're around Jake Paul's age. Say, and plus Tyson's like way bigger, and that helps him out a lot. Like Dante Wilder, I'm just gonna lean on you and tire you out with them little toothpick legs.
Yep. The college football. Look at that Alabama.
Suck.
8-3. 8-3. That's good.
Not bad.
That kind of.
That's good.
And so we
regular season.
We were talking earlier. Could you imagine how many teams would kill for a season? You have the Iron Bowl this weekend. You play your rival Auburn.
Was at Auburn.
It's at home. In Tuscaloosa, and you just took a L where Oklahoma dominated you. But back to that Tyson thing I was talking about. I have seen. Oklahoma destroy Alabama at the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans, and I was not surprised about tonight. And if you pulled up the record of Alabama versus Oklahoma, Alabama ain't never had a good time playing them. I think Oklahoma is way ahead.
I don't know.
I would say like 10, 15 games if they've met that many times. I'd be interested to see that. I might pull it up, but I wasn't surprised by that. So, and you only dropped on the AP poll. They were, 13?
No, I don't know. I don't have to keep up with it. My team's like 48.
And so, I mean, like.
Why would I keep up? Okay, wait for the
rankings to come out. To the fan base. And, I mean, Cobb's words here, and I think he's correct. And I don't know if a lot of people, I don't know if Kublik or McElroy are saying this, but welcome to being regular, as Cobb would put it. Welcome to any given Saturday. It doesn't matter if it's Vanderbilt or Oklahoma. It's welcome to.
You might lose.
Yeah, you lose anybody. You might lose Saturday in Tuscaloosa. Auburn ain't bad. They just got a shitty record.
Yeah.
They just didn't know how to close. How many leads have they had going into fours? And like, as Auburn fans, I've watched Auburn.
Matter of fact, Oklahoma with the pick six.
A&M. Yeah, man, I felt good playing Oklahoma, man. Wearing them out. Interception. Return for a touchdown. Oh, well, I got them within two touchdowns. There's another one.
Just wanted to put that on the airwaves as a Bama fan and Auburn fan here. Welcome to being regular.
I mean, it was a good ride. 17 years. You may win a championship in 2 years from now.
May win it next season.
I don't think you win it this year. It's going to take a lot of...
next season.
A lot of... Yeah, I don't think they're winning this season. It's going to take a lot of stuff to happen for them to get back in that 12-team playoff.
But who's to say, like, what did you say earlier? The NIL has destroyed...
Yeah, I hear that from everybody. Old people especially. NIL's just ruined college football. I'm like, have you seen this season? Go home, college football, you drunk. Because it is crazy. You know what they need? They need to get a hold. I done said this before. They need to get a hold of them fans storming the field. They ain't even like any reason they stormed the field. Auburn did it last night.
Oklahoma any good did reason? It last night.
Any reason for college kids to get out there on the field and run around? They're gonna do it.
Yeah, they don't care about that fine, do they? You know what about with Texas when they with all the trash throwing? They went back on the tapes and found the student section. And then they got banned from going to, like, three games.
Three? It should have been life. That'd have cut it out.
That'll cut it all. Yeah, I think that's how you deal with shit like that. If we figure out who you are, you're gonna get a letter, and you ain't gonna come here anymore. Take that somewhere else.
Those college football games are like the most surveillance places there is. Them sun guns. There's like a whole box of just like state troopers looking at cameras.
Oh, absolutely they are.
Some guys can look at any person in there and read their text messages.
Cobb, think about it though. Like somebody such as a Nick Saban name some, hell, any head coach for most of these, Deion Sanders.
Kurt Scagnetti, already Mom Spaghetti.
These people, don't sleep on this. People are so passionate about their football team. You don't think they might try something fucking nuts? Like, it's almost like presidential, like how spirited people get by a Saturday in the fall.
I know John would just go fucking nuts on something.
A lot of Harvey Updikes out there.
Oh my God, I know John would just be like, what? I'm gonna just not care.
I mean, there ain't too many. Where's the Auburn guy? You gotta be nuts. If you're cheering for a winning fan base like a Bammer, because this is Auburn people, it'd be hard for us to be nuts because we are definitely dead inside.
I do know I hadn't seen a lot of like Alabama flags flying around and all this other stuff that you normally would see. You don't see that shit no more.
This is what you call the bandwagon.
Yeah, they're like, oh,
we need this. I wouldn't know. Need this to weed them out for when you next. If it happens, the next little Saban comes along. You done went Bear Bryant, Nick Saban.
I hope my season tickets get cheaper.
Yeah.
I was tired of paying the Saban rates. Give me those DeBoer rates. You hear me?
And Tuscaloosa just got done redoing all the roads, too, so nice. It was really nice.
It's a very nice place.
Yeah. I went there yesterday. There's all kinds of new stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Was that that little golfing thing over at Bob Myers? Yeah.
It's kind of like a Top Golf, but it's not Top Golf. It's something like that.
Pop,
would y'all, ever go to like one of those axe throwing or ninja star in places?
We used to have one here in town.
Hell no.
We had one here
for a
while. Really?
Yeah. I go throw darts at a Muddy bar? Waters.
Yeah. I've done that a couple times. But yeah, they had the axe throwing at down that road going to the Lock of Dam.
Somebody pitched that idea to me the other day. Know what I think would work in Columbus or Starbucks?
It didn't work.
Is if we get us an axe throwing ninja star and slash escape room, and I was like, nope, I don't think you have the clientele, man.
Nope. You know what I really wanted to do? I wanted to get the old Kmart and turn it into
Spirit Halloween.
Well, that would have been wonderful too, but we can do that to the mall. But
the whole mall.
Yeah, the walking part.
Yeah. But no, I wanted to get it and turn it into half indoor go-karts and half indoor blacklight putt-putt golf. That would have been so sweet.
Oh, I love putt-putt
golf. Oh, yeah, me too. And go-karts. I mean, indoor too, so all year round you have that shit, that'd be fucking amazing.
Put it in the ether, baby.
It's already bought, so.
it's turned into a farm supply store.
For the seventh one in Columbus. But, you know.
I can't wait to go buy fertilizer.
Yeah.
Ooh. Look at me.
And a dog collar.
I'm buying fertilizer.
Oh, John, you might find this interesting. I went to the bank Friday, and, you know, I'm loan shopping to buy a business.
Buy a vape store.
Okay. Oh, not very far off.
Close.
Because, the banking system, when it comes to, setting up a... dispensary.
Uh-huh.
They were like, they have done leaned into, I don't know if we can give these guys loans because, the loopholes when it comes federal to state and how the banking interacts, they was like, it is some risque business. And I was like, ooh, that's juicy. I wonder how many people got out on it, you know?
Most of the people that would taken a loan out to do the dispensary type business, they're pretty upstanding folks. You have to be. Yeah, the background checks and all that shit are so tight. You pretty much got to be.
You got to be on your shit.
Class A citizen. You still talking about buying that same business at the little town?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, man, turn it into a vape store. and vape stores where it's at. You got to have a lot of lights.
Yeah, I got to have LED lights everywhere.
They look fun. I'm not a vape guy, but I go by. I'm like, what's that?
Man,
oh yeah, it's
fun.
Another
that'd be fun
one out of 30 vape stores in this town.
Yeah, a million of them. And you might be able to get your phone fixed too, or at least a cell phone case.
I could get it. Oh gosh.
You know, it's the
thank you.
The bad thing about that, I don't know if I'd. That place is hidden though, off the main road.
It is. If you look for it, you see it's right behind that restaurant.
It's just the thing about it. People know it. They know
I'd invest in a sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would look to know a sign.
I'd buy out Jack's billboard there.
It's hard to put a sign on the side of the highway.
I'd invest in a sign that's like high with damn light bulbs in it, like.
Beetlejuice
is here.
Like the beginning of the property, like practically above the building, is like build like a billboard, and put a bunch of bright lights and like almost exactly what you're saying, just like that Beetlejuice thing.
Our house styles and corpses when it comes on at the beginning.
Beer store and chicken wings. You had some chicken wings in there.
Gasoline and chicken.
I had to get a food license. Not a bad idea.
There you go.
I was going to bring my grill and just donate food.
Yeah.
Just to kind of bring people out, but
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings. I was thinking chicken breast.
Rat.
Ooh. Rat's always a great option.
Tigo bitties.
A little raccoon. It's pretty good.
Possum. We can't do that.
Armadillo on the half shell.
Mm-hmm. What are armadillo eggs?
They're delicious.
Is that jalapeno?
It's like a jalapeno wrapped in like a hamburger. Basically, what it is.
They call
it. And then it's got barbecue sauce around it.
All
right. It's like it's a jalapeno with cheese in it. And it's wrapped around like with ground meat, and you grill it, and you put it barbecue sauce. Yeah, it's on point. Armadillo eggs. You never had one? Oh, they're fucking delicious.
Yeah, I was just on that like make believe rats and all that stuff, but I heard of armadillo eggs. Yeah. I know it's a real food that ain't like armadillo egg.
Because
they make little babies, they don't make eggs.
Yeah, they don't have eggs. Man.
It's their shells.
anything else to
do? They're roly
polies. Before I tell y'all a story, do we dimes of the week or flowers or we got an update on anybody, gentlemen? Mm-hmm.
Everything's pretty slow right now, man. I'm trying to find a new influencer that's interesting.
What's the update on JoJo Siwa? Because I got one.
She's just around.
I saw her dancing on stage at like Brown University or somewhere.
Oh yeah,
not too long after the last update. Let me get the flowers.
Hmm. You can do that. Well, I got a couple of like I don't know. It's like some movie things. I don't know.
I got flowers here. Here we go. Let's go ahead and do the flowers. They up here high. Yep. Here they are. They're wrestling around. They're kind of dead from the fall weather.
Yep.
This ain't no big surprise. We just had our UFC. John Jones, you are the GOAT. Come up here and get these flowers. Can't nobody. There's a one on. There's a. What is your record? There's a one on there. You know what? He's got that one from. Any of y'all? He did one of these while whooping somebody's ass. Boom. 12-6 elbow.
He threw the bow.
Disqualified. That's an L. That's where his one came from. That can't nobody touch this guy. Nobody can touch John Jones. You know.
Maybe
you know the beginning of the movie Troy, where the armies is like, we really don't want to battle. Let's say you get one of your guys, and we get our best guy, and they battle. Mm-hmm. Well, John Jones is our guy. You think it would be like somebody that looked like Brock Lesnar? No, it's the lanky black guy that's throwing knees from here to the highway with spinning back elbows like an F5 twister.
Yeah. Doing it up.
I don't think he came back with a gut. He came back with a little gut. And he did a spinning back kick to this dude's, like, stomach. And he's like, I'm done for the night. I'm done. Yep.
You know,
Stipe. Stipe ain't no, like, that's a name. Mm-hmm. And Stipe's like, yep, I'm done for the night. That was right there in the gallbladder.
Nice. Nice.
He's the GOAT. There's GOATs.
Doing it up.
Tom Brady, GOAT. Michael Jordan, GOAT. John Jones, GOAT.
John Jones, the tornado.
The next, like, 2 days, YouTube, USC,
YouTube channel put out like a thing with goat horns. It's really ram horns, yeah. But it's like all his fights pretty much edited down to just fight after fight.
He's a woman.
What's that dude's name? We got one of the Alexander Gustafson. He's like one of the closest fight he had.
Yeah.
The first one. Because he's got the same body type. Mm-hmm. That lankiness. Tall, lanky. That lanky. I can strike from over here.
Whenever you get up to like light heavyweight or heavyweight in the UFC and you can throw a kick like that, the heavier the guy is, I mean, those kicks, especially if they're fast, it has to feel like getting hit by a fucking car.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. God, I can't imagine.
I don't know part of it. Are y'all ready for a story?
Oh, story time. I wish I had popcorn.
Story time. Story time with Alan.
He was described as being 5'4" tall, with brown eyes, black hair, and a dark complexion. Goofy said that his fellow soldiers teased him because he was Jewish. He would be the first man the Native Americans would scalp in a fight. How about that?
First.
That's nice hair, apparently.
When orders came deploying him to Washington Territory, he deserted shortly afterwards, and he was apprehended the same day and then escaped from military custody a few days later. That is the highlight. One of the most fascinating people, I think, is in the late 1800s that, you know, who's that guy that always, I don't think he ran for president this year. Y'all remember the guy who would always put a boot on his head?
A boot on his head?
Yeah, and he would like, every year he would run for president. And he had like a cult following.
Oh, Ross Perot.
Ross Perot's dead, ain't he?
Maybe that's why he stopped doing it.
Am I why he didn't run?
I ain't heard from Ross Perot since like 1994.
Yeah, it's been forever.
All right, so.
Never heard of this boot head guy.
So his real name is Borchardt.
Borchardt.
But he was German. But he got the name Oofty Goofty.
Oofty Goofty. It sounds just like he's Swedish, but he's German. Oofty
Goofty. I love it. After his appearance at a Market Street sideshow where he was billed as the Wild Man of Bornero.
Oh, he jackass before jackass.
Yeah. Big time.
He was covered head to toe with road tar, and he would attach horsehair, and that would give him a savage and a ferocious appearance.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
And he was locked in a cage, and people would pay a dime to see the Wild Man.
That's a lot of money back then.
That's a heavy price, man.
They wanted to spend some cheddar to see the Wild Man covered in tar and
horsehair. It's a weave.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would go on that the tar was unable to perspire because of all the layers of tar on his skin, and he would become very ill. And when he went to the hospital, they tried for days to remove the tar, but they couldn't.
Ain't no telling what they did back then. Presumably
because of the horsehair.
Have would you anybody, tried burning
would,
it?
Would anybody like to, not far off, would would anyone like to take a guess of how the doctors recommended removing the tar from the skin?
We're going to cut it off.
Yeah, cut it off.
Cut We're it off? Just going to get yeah. below it and cut it.
Anything else? Your fire idea wasn't far.
You're melting it.
They would put they put a solution on him and put him on the roof.
We're going to suntan it off.
We got to let it cook off. And that was the origins of this oofty goofty. He worked as a baseball team mascot.
Baseball team in like, where does Russia, you say? Germany?
No, this is in the United States. Oh, he's like, he was doing this wild man
circuit. Oh, he's on tour.
So yeah. It was on tour, but like he got his start in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Where he kind of become like a freak. Late 1800s, right? Yeah. And he was a mascot for a baseball team for a time. After losing several games, members of the team kicked him and made him walk nearly 100 miles back home.
Damn.
Yeah. Get out of here, loser.
Exactly. Suck.
Nice.
Yeah. Jinxed us. We was on a roll when two came along.
So, like, so far to me, this is like every single, like, Adam Sandler, like, Huey DuBois from Hubie Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, this is that kind of guy to a T, to where even the kids, the cool kids, just automatically know he sucks.
Yeah.
Just
whoa, loser! Him. He's a Joe Dirt.
He's a whoa, water boy.
So, June 1885, Oofty was charged with libel after claiming a man, J.C. Lenier, had offered him $200 to burn his house down.
That's a lot of money.
That's some money back then, dude.
Yeah, like $200.
$10,000 now.
Yeah,
but
more than that.
But he had a status as being a deserter, and when it was made known, he was sentenced to 3 years of prison in military. So that's what eventually led him to in and out of military prison for abandonment of. His life, as you go into the story and you read about the things that he was involved in, it never gets better. If you thought the tar and the horsehair was bad, you get liable for arson, and then you get caught by the military. This is a fun one. July 14th, 1886, Oofty began a trek across the United States.
1886?
With a wheelbarrow. 1886, that's right.
What did you do with a wheelbarrow?
He wanted to trek across the United States for a world record. That's it.
Forrest Gumping it.
I started wheelbarrowing.
I don't know why.
But I was wheelbarrowing against the wind.
Yeah.
Why are you wheelbarrowing? I just feel like
just
it. I
felt
guess.
Like
yes,
this.
Saying
Mama said my wheelbarrow take me anywhere.
See if I needed to carry anybody's dirt while I was out here on my walk.
All right. So on the morning, the next day, July 15th, he was knocked into a creek at Pino, California, by farmhands who were frightened by him, and he called off his journey. He made his way to Sacramento and was told by the governor to leave town.
Get the hell out of here. He's Rambo! This is the plot of Rambo!
Hello, governor.
Get the hell out of here, you piece of shit. Get your wheelbarrow and go.
I don't think they took that wheelbarrow. You just go.
It's like, no, we need this. You leave.
Yeah, that's a nice wheelbarrow. We need that. So you go.
So
I think you should leave.
So Oofty Goofty took part in a go-as-you-please walking match in California and walked 223 miles in 6 days. He appeared in many other California areas walking matches during the next few years. But here's something. He attempted to gain success through stage and theater. He would play Romeo opposite actress Big Bertha's Juliet. But it was disastrous.
So he played Juliet.
Yeah.
That's
like a big wild. Bertha kind of thing.
Wow.
Like, and you just keep, and it just, it gets worse for him. Oofy was living in Montana and entertaining people with stories of his life. At the time, he was claiming that he had sat down in water for several years and became partially petrified, thus immune to pain. And he would bet people $50 that they could not make him cry out in pain by hitting him with a drill.
Dude's been through it all.
He done done it.
And that is some of the wild tales of Oofty Goofty. Oofty.
Wow, that's depressing.
That is. Man. I hate that guy.
Well,
but
way to bring the room down, man.
A true,
I like it.
A true story, and I think like
true my ass, man. That's no way.
Where did Rocky or Rambo? We said it was inspired. It inspired Rambo. Inspired. It inspired Huey DuBois.
Yeah, and Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
And, who would you cast as Hoofty Goofty?
Tom Hanks.
Adam Sandler.
Both of them. Why not?
Daniel I just, Day they just, Lewis.
They Daniel Day Lewis. Lewis.
Coming out of retirement from his.
No. Danny McBride.
Right.
Oh, hell yeah. I'd be for that. I'd be down for that.
I was just playing about Daniel Day Lewis. He would like spit on me.
Bring like Leonardo DiCaprio back to his Gilbert Grape days.
I don't know, man. Pull him out of prison. This may be. A bad thing to say, but the guy from That 70s Show.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Danny Masterson, he's short. Hide. It worked.
5'4", you hung on to the height there. Yeah.
Did it.
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman would be a good one.
Buscemi.
Yeah.
What's his name? Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Colin Farrell.
He's killing it in The Joker. Come on now.
Tom Cruise.
Right, the Joker, the Penguin. What'd I say? Joker.
Tom Cruise is like 5'4" or something.
Y'all are going too pretty. Steve Buscemi.
Most short people are pretty, man. What you talking about?
Steve Buscemi's not pretty.
There are some.
He's pretty ugly.
There are a few.
Ugly spread out. Slipped monk short and tall.
No short.
Not in the short ones. Mm-hmm. I mean, Beetlejuice, he's cool.
Yeah.
He's kind of short. Like
Michael Keaton.
Like Alan's big Beetlejuice. His favorite.
Yeah. Oh, the dude.
Yeah, dude from Howard Stern. That Beetlejuice.
What, me?
Who?
Just chilling.
4x4, banana.
I love it. I hope he gets the DMX funeral.
Monster truck.
Yes.
But like
the city of Philadelphia should shut down and just have a huge parade.
Is that where he's from?
I think so.
Instead of the monster truck, it'd be the monster truck, but like the battery operated toddler version.
Yes. That's cooking.
It'd just be all like just RC trucks everywhere.
Yeah, but you're right. Howard Stern's, what's 3x4? Shit, banana.
Yeah. I mean, damn, I got that.
There's a whiz. You remember that Beetlejuice?
Oh, man.
Short black guy?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you would love him.
No, I miss that Stern era.
Yeah, his. Yeah. Way different than this one.
Yeah, he wasn't even in private parts.
Yeah.
That was way after.
This Howard part. Stern stayed in his house for like 2.5 years from COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's true.
I mean, it was
like, the dude was scared to death.
Yeah, it was more just a reason just not
to fuck bitch. With anybody. No, he's a scared bitch.
It happens. And we love it.
I mean, like, I wouldn't need COVID to stay in. Have you seen his house? It's like from here to the damn Sprint Mart over there.
Yeah.
It's got like a bowling alley and stuff in it.
Yeah. I mean, he's got everything he would
I like. Still have to get out, man. I don't even know if he went out in his yard. Like, if I got that money, remember Blank Check? Yeah. Like water slides going out of your house into the pool.
That shit was
dope. You know, they passed a thing to like ban paint Blank Check. Like, they put a thing, because there was like a part in there where... You know, where she's like, where she kisses the little boy. And
they
like,
banned it.
Yeah,
like, yeah. I was like, yeah. I always thought that movie is like,
it was
a little pedophilia.
Yeah, it was a little
pedophilia there.
He was like, won't you call me in about 15 years? She's like,
she was hot.
He was like, 6. She's like, 8. Okay.
Let's see if we can find it.
Yeah.
See if we can find it on Amazon.
I didn't have that on the card tonight for that to come up, but I'm glad it did.
Yeah, yeah. Blank check.
Blank check. Going.
You'll still be watching these pedo sting operations on YouTube. I love those.
I'm going to tell you something of what I've learned, and I think Mike Graney is totally correct in this. I think the sensation behind that, the people who do it and film it, the rush that you get off of doing that is like the equivalent of like storming the field, to where I think you become so overwhelmed to the emotion that, you know, Akon will come out and sing to you while you get your ass beat by four people. And I think it goes to that level, and I think there's something to the...
You think they get the... What are you saying? These pedophilias that go to meet up with the girl they've been talking to or on the dating apps. Uh-huh. They're like 14. Is your parents home? No, they're out of town. Come on over. It's cool. They get there. Bring some pizza.
We all know how it works. I mean, we've all done it.
I'm just saying. You think they... What kind of... They coming over to get them some because this is just the way they want that 14-year-old. There's no, like, feeling of storming the field. A different storming the field.
No, we're talking about the people that are, like, whooping their ass.
The people
whooping
their ass. Yeah, not the...
Yeah, they get that, yeah.
Not the rush of pedophilia. I'm talking about the rush of catching them and beating their ass.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a disease, guys.
It happens.
Is that what it is, though?
Yeah. I mean, you like what you like, right?
No, dude. I done watched enough of these where they, like, if it was a disease... No, they know they did wrong when they get caught.
You always see the look in their eye.
Yeah.
It's like a, you know, like it's...
There's a little part of me that almost feels bad for them. Then I realize, you was here to mate with a 14-year-old.
Well,
and you're 30.
Well, this is the same thing as, like, when the dog is guilty. Like, you get home and something's chewed up and you show it and the dog can't even look at you. It is that same... They are so embarrassed. Mm-hmm. About, like, they know that it is, in fact... Wrong.
Mm-hmm. You watch them. You got a certain guy, certain channel you follow.
I don't know.
A Skeeter Jean, Skeeter Jean guy.
Well, my algorithm is just ate up with it, so I'm just exposed.
Skeeter
Jean,
man, you've been skeeted in 4K.
I don't.
Skeet.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's okay.
Skeet Hansen.
We only do 1080 HD over here.
No, it's
no
just
high
insane.
Definition Skeet around here.
He busted this one guy. He busted this one guy this past week. Where the two girls were in the basement playing Mario Kart. So, you know, he gets there and the girls talk him into like playing strip Mario Kart. He loses, has to take his shirt off. Then old Skeet Hansen pops in and say, Mario Kart, huh? Then he starts reading the receipts. This is where you said this. This is where you said that to these little girls. Then the dude feels bad, you know. He's like, I'm a pervert. Oh, I'm so guilty. Take me to jail. And he's like, well, I'll make a deal with you. I saw your Mario Kart skills.
Oh.
Let's say, if me and you play, you beat me, we pretend this don't happen.
Ooh.
I beat you, authorities are outside.
Three.
Well, I call them.
Three, two,
the dude took a lead there for a little while. Fell back. He lost. Authorities came in. Skeet Jean. Skeeter Jeans, where is that, man?
Huh?
Chris Hansen's still out there, too. It's called True Blue.
It's no longer to catch a predator.
TRUBLU.
You can't call it to catch a predator anymore. It's offensive.
You just
because it's a disease. It's a disorder. You love who you love, man. Love is love.
That's what...
I'll be damned.
Love is blind.
That's what I
do. I'll be damned.
Oh, here we are. What place?
That is 2024.
2024. You got some of that movie news? What did you say?
Love is love.
I don't know. I saw...
Return the shit you're
giving. They're remaking Idle Hand.
What?
Yeah. Remaking Idle Hand.
Holy shit. Was that on the board?
With the Stranger Things?
It was not. We didn't have that on there.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, was it?
Boom.
Oh,
yeah.
Idle Hand was
on
there.
I had that
That's
on
right.
there.
That's right. Yeah, they're doing a remake of Idle Hand, so that'll be us.
With that guy?
Good. Yeah, that
Stranger
dude.
Things, little nerdy boy?
Yep. Devin Sawa?
No, this dude looks way lamer than Devin Sawa.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm just hoping at least they bring back, like, Seth Green and Krista Al, Krista.
Jessica Alba.
Yeah, that'd be right.
I think she's done with Hollywood, dude.
I mean, we can throw in some Vivica A. Fox in there too. Come on.
What's that?
Yeah. I'd like to be with her.
Who wouldn't?
Shit.
I mean, well, yeah.
It's probably all plastic now.
It's all good. It'd be like.
I watched a video into the blue. On getting a forehead lift.
Oh, I love that. I was thinking about getting one myself.
Oh. Sounds like,
dude, that is intense.
Ain't it?
Imagine it would be. All this shit, like, I don't believe in it. It's like, you can't beat time. Time is undefeated.
They put a piece of mesh in your forehead and pull your shit up.
It's not going to work. Mm-hmm. You're going to look weird. It's going
to hold up.
You lizard. You look lizard now.
You won't ever even blink, and I'd be high, so how would it work? Like, my eyes would be trying to squint. My eyebrows would just be stretched out all the time.
Yeah. I thought about getting lip injections, something like this.
Yeah, you can see them walking around the bar and like,
yeah.
Look like their lips hurt. Like, they ate, like, 3 pounds of fucking crawfish.
Yeah, I shaved my beard off.
Look like Jamie Foxx's, what was her name? Shanae? Or no, that was,
Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, but Jamie Foxx had that one too. She always put the damn Vaseline on her lips. That was funny.
I hate to say this, but like, take a bald guy, Bill Burr. He had a facelift.
He had a face? No, he didn't. He didn't have no facelift. Bill Burr's one of the ones I got it from. Where he's like, I moved out here to Los Angeles. And I saw these people. The only thing I don't like about it is all these people walking around smiling when they ain't even trying to smile.
You can see it by the right there or the ear.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you.
Where he had it.
I think it's just him being old and bald.
It looks like it was pulled back.
No, Bill Burr's anti-facelift, all that crap.
Could you not just?
He's the one that's like, can you not just look like a 50-year-old instead of a 27-year-old lizard?
How iconic would it be if he fell victim to the joke he made?
Never know.
At least make it work. You just look like a 50-year-old Bill Burr still.
My problem is the people that are like 30 and look like they're 17. There's a lot of people like that, man. Yeah. I've been seeing them more and more.
Yeah.
Look, would that be your To Catch a Predator excuse? I mean,
excuse.
Yeah. Well, I see these people that are 30, they look like they're 17. I thought they was just going along with it, Chris.
I thought it was a goof. You've watched porn?
I thought she was 60.
It's a thing. Stepsister.
I was role playing.
You get it?
Yeah, I did. I don't know what I was about to say. Anyway.
Yeah, I throw you off.
You did.
I mean, I'm just giving pointers. It's like, I thought she was 30. Pretending to be 17. It's kind of our thing.
Oh, man. Anything
that'll else? Throw them one.
I went to, I go around and I ask people the most random questions.
Do you believe in
I
aliens? Think of.
And I walked up to this person and I said, have you thought recently about your butthole? And this person actually came back with the, yes, I have. It's doing fine. Fucked me all up. I didn't know where to go. I was like, yeah, you should always do that. And I walked
still
away.
Still the one.
Because, you know, I hit her with a, have you thought recently about your butthole?
It's like car insurance.
And she was
car
like,
warranty.
Yes, I have. It's doing fine. And I'm like,
are you sure about that?
Well, you should always keep check on it. And then I walked away because she fucked me all up, dude. I wasn't expecting that. Yeah.
Damn.
That was the one.
I was ready to fuck you up. You fucked me up. Damn, that was the double fuckery.
That was your...
Yo, switcheroo.
That's what happens sometimes.
Yeah. That was the one that stole your heart.
You gotta have... Yeah. Now you gotta, you're gonna be looking for it every time now. When you're
yeah. Where is she?
Like...
Is your butthole
still doing good?
Where's my butthole queen?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I thought about my butthole this morning.
Hey, there you go. See, people are thinking about their butthole. Hey,
when I clean it, I make sure it's good.
Y'all remember that Tyler that wrote the hit song, I Wonder What's Inside Your Butthole? Maybe there are astronauts. Maybe there are aliens. I want to know. I really want to know.
I don't know. Just ask Richard Gere.
Was made up by Sylvester Stallone, supposedly.
Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah, they had a beef back in the day, and Sylvester Stallone supposedly, allegedly, made up the gerbil butthole thing.
Versus Richard Gervais?
Richard Gere. Gervais wasn't a thing in the 80s and 90s.
Greer, that's right.
Yeah. Richard Gere, starring in Pretty Woman.
That's always been strange to me, man. Wouldn't the fucking gerbil
be a little much?
Suffocate up in there?
It was made up. Yeah, that whole shit was made up. And just like, mouth to mouth to mouth to mouth to mouth to mouth. But like, it just spread. And now it's 2024 and we're still
talking about it.
Still talking about it.
I mean, they had a South Park episode about it. Oh, come on.
Yeah, I don't think Richard Gere really put a gerbil up his ass. His ass, and it ran up it like Terrifier 3 with a rat in a tube.
Go, gerbil, go.
All right. Gerbil. anything else to do before we get out of here?
2024 best horror movie.
227.
Substance.
No.
I'm just talking about the year in general. All of them. I wanted to see Heretic or whatever it's called. What's it called? I call it Heretic.
Heretic,
Yeah, but people are calling it something more.
Heretic.
Yeah. It's gone, dude. It's not even Tupelo. It's gone. Like, I thought that movie made enough. Like, one of my buddies, he's got credentials. He's like, dude, best movie I've seen this year. I was like, have you seen The Substance? He's like, no. I was like, you're wrong.
Well, then you don't know.
But if he said it's the best movie of the year, that means it's probably the second or third best. It's for us.
The Substance. Ew. Could have done.
Almost one of my quotes
could have done without all the blood.
I could have done with more. One of my quotes almost before Alan took it over was Katy Perry's The Substance, best film of the year.
Katy Perry said that?
Yeah.
Go Katy.
Yeah, she's been on it. She's been based here lately.
Yeah.
Thank you, Katy Perry. You're a fan of the show. And, we appreciate your watching.
That'd be awesome.
Katy Perry listens to this. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't watch American Idol.
We're wondering about your sister. Tell her we said hello.
I still don't forgive Orlando Bloom, your husband, for killing Achilles in Troy. He was a bitch in that movie. I hate him.
It's just not right, you know?
I tried to watch Gladiator Pearl. Too.
You tried to watch Pearl? Mm.
Well, I started it and I fell asleep. Uh-huh. And then I forgot what streaming service it was on.
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
Rough. Hey, wow.
Nice. Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I'd be medicated. Yeah, very medicated.
It's all right, dude.
Very medicated on that one.
Man, don't waste your time. Watch what you want to watch. Don't have to watch.
I want to watch Pearl. I want to see what it's about, though.
It's not bad.
It was really fucking slow.
If anything, you should go on YouTube and watch her like 8-minute monologue. Just
the very end of it. Yeah, the very end of the movie.
Why she's like going crazy.
Yeah.
It's like Oscar worthy.
It's wild.
Acting.
I think I woke up for a little should've bit. Should have won the Oscar.
She should have for that. That was
a, yeah, well, anything. That was a mouthful. If anything horror, it should have been Toni Collette for Hereditary.
Yeah.
And that's where we got robbed in horror.
The Apartment, another A24.
Oh, yeah, The Apartment. The Apartment, A7 or something like that.
I tried to watch it.
What's your girl's name? Yeah. What do you call her? From a girl from Ozarks. Ain't she in Apartment 7A or whatever?
Oh, yeah, I think she was. Yeah,
yeah, I think you're right. Ruth?
Yeah, what'd she say?
Huh? I don't know shit about fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know shit about fuck.
I don't know shit about fuck.
Thank you, YouTube. Thank you.
Yeah.
I know, you can cuss on here. They don't care.
I know I watched a redneck.
I talked to him.
Like, group of people.
Allegedly.
Make out. Try to get in a fight with each other.
In real life?
Yes. This happened at the aquarium.
Oh, wow.
Oh, here we go.
And
aquarium talk.
I love it.
They were, like, making out.
And then all of a sudden she sat down for a minute. I guess she got mad, like the mad wind came over her.
Like, oh, I'm mad at you.
And she like got in this dude's face and she's like, talk straight to me or some shit. I can't remember what. Some fucking stupid shit.
How did she mean straight?
I don't know. She's like, talk.
Talk blunt. To me like a man.
She's like, talk blunt to me. Talk blunt. And the dude's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And then they're like making out again after this.
Oh, he's probably dirty whispering.
The other couple that was there with them is like, they're like talking and yada, yada, yada. And then there's like, say something else to me. The other redneck girl like comes at the guy. And then, I don't know, they're like trying to fight. And this pisses off a girl, or this girl over here that was just fighting with this dude.
Oh, this aquarium. And
making out. Dude, it was fucking fantastic. She fell down into the fence and knocked it over.
Yeah, yeah.
God, why can't I catch stuff like this?
Knocked over one of the planters.
He catches everything.
Because I sit out there all the time.
Yeah, but you got to go over there and start sitting.
And it was so good.
Damn, I can't. It's going to be like 3 weeks from now. This Thursday's Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And before it was all over with, they were making out. They switched partners and were making out with each other. Like, the girls switched dudes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Midway, I don't know what the fuck happened.
Don't you love alcohol?
God, it was so good.
Sounds wonderful. I'm going to come out there and sit with you some nights.
You should, dude.
The aquarium, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, just go out there and sit and chill. Of course, it's fucking cold. Getting cold.
Well, you got to be prepared for that. Yeah. It's cold as fuck.
You had to bring those overalls on.
It's getting cold.
That's why you go out there in spurts unless there's something happening.
Mm-hmm. They ain't got one of those patio heaters.
No, they said
somebody stole it.
Get your ass cold.
Somebody stole it 1 year.
No, the employees got tired of dragging it in.
Well, that too, but somebody stole it.
Golly, how lazy are you?
Yeah.
Well, it also like fucking ran through propane. Oh yeah, dude. Like
it goes. It's expensive as fuck to run these motherfuckers. Yep.
Yeah, those big gas stand-up heaters like blow through propane. Yeah,
and then somebody will turn it all the way up and
turn it all the way up and nobody will be out there. Nobody will be out there. It'll be wide open.
Doing it up over there. Doing it all red bars.
That's why I like those heaters mm-hmm. that bars are doing now that are like electric, but they're attached to a switch and they're mounted.
Yeah.
We're just going to have to invest in one of those heated jackets that runs off power banks.
Yeah. Oh, one of them Snap-on jackets? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Find out who makes it and Snap-on rebrands.
Those things are a lot cheaper.
Yeah, yeah, they're good with that.
Those things are a real deal, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are nice.
They don't play.
I wore a Snap-on one day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. It was really nice. It was Snap-on? Nice.
he had a pretty nice strap-on.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. It was falling in purple.
Oh.
Mm. Thank you, YouTube. Oh.
I didn't want to say it was Fleshlight and...
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was going to say it. I'm going to say it.
Anything else to do before we call it?
You don't call me that.
I think we said it with that.
Tell us what you think. Thank you.
Peace.
Want to see?
Shut it down. Shut it down. Hurry.
Woo!
How you do it? Something you can say.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO. How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.